is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in 1 John. We're looking at several different verses in 1 John. We're going to begin again today in 1 John 5. That's kind of where our beginning text is, and we're kind of working our way back to it. So 1 John chapter 5, if you'd like to join us today as we consider His Word. Now, I do want to let you know that if you'd like to hear all of the parts of this message, it goes back 2 or 3 weeks. You can find them at our website, considerhisword.org, considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says radio programs, and all of the messages in this series will be there. This series I'm calling, If You Know, You Know. If You Know, You Know. And so just find it there. Now, also while you're at the website, again, considerhisword.org, you'll find a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll write to us and send us an address and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that fits into your shirt pocket. It easily fits into a purse or a Bible case, a place where you can keep track of prayer requests and keep track of when God answers those prayer requests. And I believe God will answer them. By the way, He said in the Scripture, let your requests be made known unto God. And this is a great place to keep track of those prayer requests. So the prayer journal you can get through the website, considerhisword.org. You can also just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. When we started this series of messages several weeks ago, we began talking about the little initials, or the letters that people use sometimes when they're sending texts, like LOL, you know, laughing out loud, or FYI. That's one that I use quite a bit, actually, which means for your information. Or BTW, I use that one, by the way. And I use a few more. Sometimes you'll see on maybe a social media page something that looks like IYKYK. IYKYK. If you know, you know. Usually it's accompanied by a picture or some phrase or something. And maybe not everybody's going to get it. But if you know, you know. And in 1 John, he talks about we know. He uses this phrase many times. We know. Now, his other word he likes to use is believe. You'll see that word again over and over in his gospel. And here we see the word we know. No. We've been talking about these things specifically that John said, if you know, you know. Now, let me read the text first. John, this is 1 John 5. I'm going to start reading at verse 18. And I want you to notice how many times he says, we know. It starts with that. Verse 18. And we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in darkness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, that we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idol. He said again and again, we know, we know. We go back to chapter 2. We read how we know that we know him when we're obedient to Christ. He said, when you keep his commandments, not the Ten Commandments, the commandments of Christ, the things that he commanded us to do. One of those commandments was to love each other. I'm going to talk about that more later today. In chapter 3, we saw that we know him because we'll be like him when he appears. John 3, verse 2. I'm going to read it. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then in verse 14, we see another one where he says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren, and he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. We know we have passed from death to life. And last week we spent some time in Ephesians exploring that a little bit more. Now I want you to notice the next thing that he says. Whosoever hates his brother, he said, is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. He said, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. We love each other. Believers love believers. Believers ought to love their neighbors. They ought to love everybody. And he says, this is one of the ways because we know. And it's kind of where we're getting to today. We're going to be in John 5, not what we read. We're going to go more toward the beginning of the chapter today. For a little bit, and a couple other verses of Scripture. And I want you to notice he says it again. I'm going to start at verse 1, but I want you to particularly pay attention to verse 2 and 3. Chapter 5 now, 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know, there it is, we know, by this we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Now notice, I said believe. He said believe, believe, believe. And we know. So we know in verse 2 that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. We know we love the children of God. You know, believers ought to show love toward their brothers and sisters in Christ. It's almost as though God is saying here, love me, love my kids. Love me, love my kids. Sadly, in many churches, the love of God is not seen. In many churches, all people see is fighting and bickering and complaining when there ought to be love among each other. Jesus said, now in John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one to another. The mark of a disciple is how we love each other. And we can love each other because he loved us. In fact, we go back and he talks about believing in Christ and then loving him because he loved us. And then we love each other because he loves us. Now, there's that commandment again in verse 3. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. Remember, we began with, we know that we love him if we keep his commandments. And so we ought to show that love toward each other and toward our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, there's another one here in chapter 13, or pardon me, in chapter 5. It's in verse 13. I'm going to start in verse 12. He said, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Now, John, as he's bringing his book to a close, tells them, "I wrote to you because of these two reasons. I wrote to you because of this. First of all, that you'd believe on the name of the Son of God." And that's why we see it, as I said before, over and over again. He talks about believing, trusting Christ, believing him as your Savior. Even when he came to Nicodemus at night and said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." And when Nicodemus didn't understand, in John chapter 3, you eventually get to verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So it begins by a relationship with God and loving him and trusting him. And then we know then that we love him when we love each other, when particularly believers love each other. And now here in verse 14, or pardon me, in verse 13, he says, "I wrote to you that you may believe." And secondly, he says, "that you may know that you have eternal life." Here you can have assurance of your salvation. So many times when I'm out witnessing or talking to people, and I will ask them, I may ask them, "Do you know the Lord?" Or I may ask them, Do you think you'll go to heaven when you die?" And many times the response is, "Well, I sure hope so," or "I'm sure trying." I even saw a singer one time in the pulpit saying, "I hope I make it to heaven. I'm trying, and I hope I make it." No. John says, we know that we have eternal life. We know that we have eternal life when we've trusted Christ. You don't have to worry about your salvation. You don't have to wonder about your salvation, whether saved or not. Here's that assurance. If you believed on him, then you know that you have eternal life. What confidence this scripture gives us that we can say we know him and that we know that we have eternal life. This is more than just a wishful hope. "Oh boy, I hope I make it." No, this is confidence. And this is an assurance that you can know that you have everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Now notice, it's not automatic. You've got to believe him. You've got to put your faith in him. You've got to come to a point where you trust him. Romans 10:9 says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So I would ask you, are you believing in him? Do you have that assurance of your own salvation? If not, I hope you'll trust him today. Bow before him, call out to him, and put your faith in him. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
There.